Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Chris Mack with you. Colin Dunlap off today and tomorrow, and then I'll be off Wednesday through the end of the week. There's a lot of moving parts personnel-wise this week. As you heard, Cale Berger in for Matt Cole this week, producer Matt. So that's another moving piece. And then, Jim, you get like bonus Jim time, because when one of us, Colin or I, is off, you get bonus Jim. In addition to the updates, you hear him a lot more. And, Jim, how are you? How was the weekend?
Great. Do you know who had put in to have this entire week off a long, long time ago?
You?
Me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's the we need a whole week to prepare for the Linda
party,
Colony,
yeah.
Rager, which was scheduled for Saturday but has fallen victim. And I guess, actually, I think we're in Allegheny County, so based on some of the things I heard over the weekend, I guess we would have been shut down anyway. Unable to serve to our party guests. But no, we just bagged it. And so Linda gave back two of her days this week. And I just figured I wasn't going to have any vacation. I figured none of us were going to have any vacation. And then all of a sudden, we're told to take all your vacation. But anyway, I'm trying to come to grips with that and figure out what I can and what I can't do. And, you know, we actually have, because normally I wouldn't think about taking time off, say, in October, November, but we've got a couple of family events that are scheduled for October and November. And there was another one that was scheduled for the end of August, and I'm still taking that week, thank you very much. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're not going to Oregon, I know that. So I don't know. See, the weird thing is that I need some time, a couple of long weekends in October for a wedding in Florida, and then a thing back in my hometown in November. But right. Who knows, right? Who knows?
You know, nobody knows anything anymore.
I know.
Well, let me make a suggestion that if people would like Jim to be able to go to the long weekend events that he would like to attend this fall, and this gets into something I was going to say for the top of the show, but if you would like Jim to be able to live his life, if you would like to hear about the Linda Colony Rager that perhaps could take place over Labor Day weekend, we don't know. But if you'd like people to go out and have fun, wear your damn mask. There's my PSA for now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And, hey, I'll admit, okay, if you saw me tooling around at a golf course yesterday, I was not wearing a mask. I was by myself.
Well, yeah. Right.
And you were out in fresh air. There was no one else around where I was. I mean, you know, relatively speaking, there were other people on the golf course, but there wasn't anybody near me. And then I got in my car and I went back home. And, you know, Linda
was
near me, but that's it. No, but and we did, what did we do yesterday? We actually did some shopping.
Needed some slippers. Grocery shopping? Slippers.
Yeah, slippers at L.L. Bean. And Linda got a shirt. And then I actually had to pay for some golf balls, which is sad.
Wait. There's going to be 6 gajillion golf balls with your face on them all over Western Pennsylvania in a matter of like 2 weeks. And you had to go out and pay for your own golf balls?
Yes. But the golf balls that I got, I've got 14 dozen golf balls in my garage, and they're all accounted for in the promotion in 2 weeks. None of those are for me. So I went out.
You don't get like a sleeve? You can't get like 3 Jimbo balls?
No, Well, I there actually is a box for me that I am, but all the rest of them, you know, and they just people bought so many spots in this thing that it's sold out. It's overflow. You can check the Moon Golf Club. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say here, but you can check the Moon Golf Club website, moongolfclub.com, their Twitter, their Facebook page. And if you message them, then you may have a chance to play in this outing on July 11th. I don't know if I've got any Jimbo balls left, though, for the late entries.
That's tough. I mean, I think that would be the primary reason for signing up, aside from the opportunity to maybe encounter you on the golf course from a safe social distance, whatever, right, with a mask, you know, but the opportunity to get some Jimbo balls out of the deal.
Yeah, no, they'll be enough for all the participants. There'll be plenty of Jimbo balls, but no Jimbo
balls.
Do they still have the classic?
Do they still have the classic Bimbo style Jimbo logo on them?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Tweet it out again.
No, I'll go look at it. I'm quite familiar with your Twitter account. So there's actually something that happened on your Twitter account yesterday that's going to lead to a conversation at like 6:15. But anyway,
what happened?
No, it was actually a very good question somebody asked you that kind of sprung from something funny I saw over the weekend. Anyway, it all loops back on top of each other on social media. Anyway, so
yes,
you guys got a new pair of slippers. So let me ask you this: I've never traditionally, pre-pandemic, been a big slippers guy outside of like the dead of winter when I need something to keep my feet warm as I walk around the house. Like during the summer, typically I would be a no shoes, no socks, I'm walking around the house in bare feet kind of guy. But for some reason, since we started doing the shows from home and I find myself spending 5 hours a day in the basement where it's a little chillier, then I've worn these slippers almost into the ground. Like they're old. I've never worn slippers this much.
Well, that's what happened with the ones I had. And then they just I can't remember what else happened to them. I think I tried washing them, and that didn't really work. They just got unbearable. And then, of course, I was shamed for my sliders, which are actually nice ones, Colin. And so I've been wearing those. But the thing is that if you wear those a lot, and by a lot, I'm talking about from what, like, 3:30 in the morning until noon sometimes.
Yeah.
But what it does is they're comfortable, but they rub against the tops of my feet. And so there's some irritation that develops there. And so I'm going to get back to the old slippers to at least kind of put into the rotation, if you will.
Now, what do these slippers look like, Jim, the new ones you got from L.L. Bean? Are they like your standard moccasin-style slippers like
yes.
I have? Do they have like the useless little leather tie on top?
Yes, because that version seemed to be a little bit wider than the others. They didn't have the style that I wanted in stock, so I'm not going to have them until Friday. You know they're nice and they're not like the fuzzy inside. They're just it's just kind of like a quilted pattern, a soft quilted pattern on the inside. But see, when winter rolls around, I may want to get the ones that are kind of furry, if you will.
Yeah, those are the ones I have. Those are the best. You got to have a little bit of the soft plush lining there to keep the feet nice and toasty warm.
Right, but then it gets too warm, and then you know how that goes, right? You have them on too. I don't know.
I'm with you. There are times during the show where I kind of have to slide my feet out of them and just rest my feet on top of them because my feet get too toasty.
I do that too. And something you said earlier about walking around in bare feet, which I would like to do, the problem is that I tend to stub my toe and stuff, and it hurts, and I don't need to be stubbing my toe.
So hold on, you stub your toe less if you're wearing slippers, or do you still stub your toe but you don't feel it?
Right, it's kind of as we like to say, it's a little bit of both, as we say in the sports talk biz.
I want to get a younger, I want to get a younger perspective on this. Cale Berger is filling in for producer Matt Cole all week. He did a very nice job on the early morning show today. His first crack at that. His first cut. His first swing. So Cale, you're 23. Or do you wear slippers yet?
Well, yes, I am 23. Newly 23 as of Saturday, actually.
Happy birthday!
Thank you very much, guys. That's the only reason why I threw that in there. So get a happy birthday wish from the two of you.
Way to throw the line out there and totally fish for the happy birthday.
I do not wear slippers. I don't own a pair of slippers. I don't wear any. My dad does, but I am not a slippers guy. I think it's like once you get past the age of 40 is when you start wearing slippers.
Is it okay? So here's the question. Now back to you, Jim. At what age did you start wearing slippers on the regular?
Boy, I don't know. I think that's something that you outgrow, especially if you're a guy. I don't know about women, because they may wear them all the time. I think once you get to be like a teenage guy, I think that's probably where your parents stop making you wear slippers. That's when you stop wearing slippers. And then I don't know where I picked it up again. I honestly don't know. I can't remember if I waited till I was 40 or not. Just at some point, slippers are comfortable.
I know they are. I know I was not a slipper person, and then my mother-in-law would give slippers to all the men in the family every year at Christmas, right? It was a new pair of slippers every year at Christmas. She worked at Macy's, and she would be able to buy like a dozen boxes of slippers at her employee discount price or whatever it was. So everybody got slippers every year at Christmas. And I'll be honest, there were 3 or 4 years after I first joined the family, I didn't wear the things. They just got stashed under the bed, and because I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I wasn't a slipper guy yet. But now I find myself at the age of 40, I am attached to the slippers, and the pandemic has done it more than ever. I'm in love. And we've, by the way, now we have spent an entire 10 minutes talking about slippers. Before I was probably 36, I rarely wore them, if ever.
You know, I'm actually going to YouTube right now. When Mr. Rogers, at the beginning of the show, when he comes in, you know, he takes his coat off, he puts on the cardigan, and then doesn't he put on some kind of shoe? Like is that okay? See here, he's taking.
It's like a loafer.
Oh, he puts on sneakers. Okay, no, never mind. He puts sneakers on. Okay, I didn't think they were slippers.
Or he takes the loafers off, puts the sneakers on. Yes.
Yeah, that's what he does. Okay, I knew that he took the loafers off and then put stuff on. You know, I'm trying to think of the 50s and 60s sitcoms, like, you know, when Hugh Cleaver got home from work, you know, what did he put on, right? Those guys always wore suits. And I've never had to wear a suit on a daily basis. Just I've never had to do that. And I remember my dad did
that.
That's
how you know you've made it, Jim.
He'd come, well, by wearing a suit. I guess I'm never going to make it.
No, by not having to wear a suit. That's how you know you've made it. You've never had to wear a suit on a daily basis.
Nope.
Just New Balances, shorts, and a hoodie.
Yeah. I have a hoodie on right now, too. Look at
this
show we have today.
Wagner's? I know. It's huge. It's stacked up very nicely.
Yeah, that's all. That's
Jim,
all I
what
got
hoodie?
For you.
I asked you what hoodie you're wearing.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Topgolf.
Okay, good work. All right, Jim's going to have the updates. You're also going to hear him a lot today. Colin is off. I'm Chris. Producer Matt is off. Cale Berger is in for him. So we're substituting on the fly, as it were. The offense is coming to the line, and we've got guys running off the field and running in, and we're going to make it happen anyway. A lot to go over today. As you heard Jim mentioned, really big show. Jeff Banister, former Pirates coach, Texas Rangers manager, one of the baseball operations people laid off by the Pirates last week. He's going to join us later in the show at 9:30. Seth Rohrbaugh, Trib Penguins reporter, at 9 o'clock. Doran Dickerson, obviously former Pitt, NFL tight end, Fan Weekend host. And I need to find out, because I haven't heard yet, how he did against Mueller in this golf thing over the weekend.
Don't ask him.
And there's lots of other stuff. No, does he get steamed about it?
Yeah, I thought when you said you saw something on Twitter over the... Well, I don't know if he steamed about it. He didn't win. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
he
good. Doran is fun, but I also like when Doran gets slightly... When you get slightly under his skin and you can make him mad because then he's apt to go off. So Doran Dickerson joins us at 8:30. Jim had a fantastic conversation with Neil Walker over the weekend. You'll hear that at 8 o'clock. I talked to Penn State play-by-play guy Steve Jones over the weekend. You'll hear that at 7 o'clock. Take it or leave it in its usual spot. The 5, a lot of stuff going on. We get it all started next on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.